I forgot to record this. Thank you. So we had been seeing that as we're reaching out to college students, it takes many years often, not always, but often for students to come to a decision to know the Lord. And so one of our biggest barriers was time, that if we're working with them, we normally have 4 to 5 years, and then they've graduated, and they maybe still aren't a Christian, and so, or like there's not a church near them to plug them into, and so just all these different complexities that we found to be difficult. And so one aspect of that was, well, if we could get to them while they're in high school, then hopefully that would give us more opportunities to be able to connect them to local churches, to connect them to students their age, who are believers, and to see them actually become believers themselves. And so we've just been praying, okay, we would love to work with high schoolers. And a teacher came up to us in one of our churches and said, if you ever have a desire to work with high schoolers, I think I could get you into my school. And we said, yes, please. So we started off about 2.5 years ago in one school, and now we are in 4 schools where it's very exciting. And in those schools, we're going to every single student in the schools, talking in every single English class. And so they all learn English in their high schools. It's mandatory. And so we're going in there doing interactive English lessons as a way to meet students. And then through that, we do outside school programs where we can share the gospel with them and have deeper conversations. Whether that's through using social media, where I will go home after a day of talking to students at the high school and be having anywhere from 10 to 45 conversations on Facebook about God and Jesus and students' thoughts, as well as meeting up with them one-on-one or in discovery groups where they have an opportunity to read through the Bible and ask questions. So that's one thing that's been very encouraging. Another has been open forums where we've been able to connect with all the churches in Slovenia as a whole, as well as surrounding countries, and communicate with professionals in those churches who are specialized in different aspects of faith to come in and have deeper conversations with students. So we actually had one philosopher, his name is Bacho Borjatsi. He lives in Ohio, but he's originally from the country of Georgia, come in and talk about the reality of the Bible and truth within the Bible. And then we've had other people even within Slovenia come in. And so that's been something that's just allowed for students to come who have these questions and have always want to ask them and never get the answers they need, to actually come in and talk to someone who has studied these things, but is someone that is reliable and using the Bible for them to be more challenged and to get the answers they're looking for. And then one of my favorite doors that opened this year was Upgrade, which is personal development coaching. We just saw that a big issue for students is trust. I feel like in America, we often build trust really quickly. It also means you can lose trust with someone really quickly. In Slovenia, it just takes a long time to build trust. But once you have it, then you pretty much always have trust with that individual. And so we thought, okay, how can we maybe make the idea of building trust a little faster and it be something that doesn't take possibly 1 or 2 years of meeting up with this person continually? And so through a personal upgrade program that we had learned about, we're able to meet up with them for 3 appointments. They pretty much tell us their entire life in these 3 appointments, and we have a conversation about how, in developing personally, how can that help us understand our values and beliefs so that we can know how to develop personally. And through that, we're able to get to know what they believe spiritually and be able to share the gospel with them. And it's been one of my favorite things because most of our student believing students from this past year came through our personal development program. And it was students who found out about us through Facebook or online, and they had no connection with us at all, but through Facebook they saw that we were offering this free program, and they decided to meet up with us, and now they are some of our key leaders and involved in our weekly Bible studies. But in addition to that, some really cool praises have been our weekly Bible study. You would think a Bible study, like in America, is a simple thing. People come every week. You read the Bible. In Slovenia, it's not that simple. They may come once and then maybe two or three times, and then every year the Bible study stops. Students don't attend. You don't know why. And this was the first year where every single week we had a minimum of 7 students coming to the weekly Bible study. And so that was really exciting. And at our last Bible study, we even had a chance for them to share just what the Lord had been teaching them through that community. And it was just really encouraging because it was something we had never had the opportunity to hear, because we had never had students who had come continually enough to share. And we continue to do discipleships, conferences, and retreats, and in addition to that, sharing our faith. So these are just some photos from our conferences or our weekly Bible studies on the bottom. But one of the coolest things that I missed out on this past summer was the fact that every year we have a group of Americans come over from the States to share their faith in Slovenia. And they're college students. It's normally about 30 Americans running wild in the streets of Ljubljana. And this year we had 4 of our Slovene students join them. And they all went to the coast of Slovenia for a week and did a missions trip and got to share the gospel with Slovenes. And for these Slovene students, their first opportunity to be in this type of community of believers and to be day in, day out going and sharing their faith. And they came back. I was sad I had to hear all of this through the grapevine, but I guess they all came back and were just really excited about how they could continue to have these conversations with their family and their friends. But my absolute favorite story from this year is one of our goals within CRU, Campus Crusade for Christ, in general, but also in Slovenia, is providing steps for students to be able to grow in confidence as they're sharing their faith. And so ultimately, it's so that they can do it just in normal settings. It's not so that they can go on a week-long missions trip and share their faith and that's it, but it's so that they can do it with their family, with their friends, with their coworkers, other students, just as a normal part of life because they love the Lord and they want people to know Him. But through that, we do offer summer missions trips like this summer. We have internships, whether that's stateside or overseas. But ultimately, we want that this is completely done by Slovenes, that I'm out of a job and Slovenes are taking control, whether that they are on staff with Campus Crusade for Christ or it's just students leading it. It's completely student-led. But we've seen little steps throughout the past 7 years of this beginning to happen, whether through part-time interns. But this year, for the first time, the girl that the big photo you see, the girl on the left, her name is Diana, and we met her through one of our churches. She, several years back, became a Christian, and her father is Muslim and said, well, you either need to denounce your faith or you need to move out of the house. So she chose to move out of the house and has gotten plugged into one of the churches and had a heart for Taiwan. But we said, if you ever happen to stay in Slovenia, let us know. We want to tell you what we do. And so she was at a conference recently, and they were holding these broken pots. And in the process of holding this broken pot, she just felt like the Lord said, Diana, many years ago, I broke your heart for what breaks mine. and you have forgotten that. And I want to bring you back to the people of Slovenia, and I want to break your heart again for them. How can you expect how can you expect to love other people in Taiwan well if you don't even love your own people? And so she called us up and she said, it looks like the Lord wants me to stay in Slovenia. I'm not sure how long, but I want to hear what you guys do. And so we met up with her and we shared, and she is now in the process of joining our team in the fall as our first full-time, completely supported Slovene staff member, which is very exciting. So she was a part of the group this past summer and got to talk with her this past week actually about it. And she said, I'm just really excited to be able to share the gospel in my own language to my own people. And she said, if you had asked me this a month ago, that was something I would have never wanted to do. She's like, but now I'm really excited about it. So that's Diana and what the Lord's doing. So she's going to be joining our team, which is on the bottom. This year, our team expands, and we now will have 18 individuals on our team, in which I will be leading them. And I'm a little kind of like, this is going to be crazy. How am I leading 18 people? But I think it'll be really enjoyable. So these are just a few of the other students that we've been involved with this year. Ur, who is on the top left with the bandana, we met him through our English summer camp, and he ended up becoming a Christian, and he was a part of the group on the coast this summer sharing his faith. Tinkara, who is in the middle picture on the right, we met her also through our English summer camp. Her and her friend Larissa both ended up becoming believers through that summer camp. And I got to meet up with them this year, which was really enjoyable. Tiasha, who is in the picture on the top right, she has been a part-time intern with us the past couple years. I met her my first year in Slovenia, which was 7 years ago, and she ended up becoming a Christian, and she is now in the process of looking at interning with another organization that was founded by a couple who many, many years ago had been had become believers through Campus Crusade for Christ and felt a calling to get more involved in the Catholic Church to be able to reach the people of Slovenia within the Catholic Church. And so she has grown up in the Catholic Church, became also a Christian through Campus Crusade for Christ, and is communicating with them of what it would look like to be a part of their ministry, to be more actively involved in that church as a way to be able to then share the gospel with individuals. And then the girl doing this, that is Nina. That's very, like, that's her 24/7. And she became a Christian last summer through just an opportunity where we gave Slovenes a chance to interact with Americans as a way for us to meet more Slovenes. And they would become friends and hopefully build a spiritual relationship. And she became a Christian through that. And then Ana Maria's in the middle. I met her through our upgrade program, and she became a Christian this past summer through the personal development program. And then on the bottom photo, Anna, who is on the left-hand side, her boyfriend went through our personal development program, and he became a Christian. And he was like, you need to come see these Bible studies. These people are so cool. And so she started coming to the Bible studies. And she was like, wow, like, huh, I've never met people who say they're Christians but actually believe this and are Christians. Because most Slovenes say they're Christians but are actually atheists. And so she started coming to our Bible studies and since then has also become a Christian. So those are just a few of many of the individuals that we've gotten a chance to interact with this past year.
Just a moment.